from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6. Just verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, January 7th, 2022. 7 days already into this new year. It's already flying. And I'm thinking, like, didn't we just celebrate Christmas and we had Thanksgiving? And no, this will be the seventh day into this new year. And wow. And so, Jason, as I was preparing for today's edition of Mark and Friends, I was looking at different verses, and I really like this one out of Deuteronomy chapter 31, as mentioned, verse 6, be strong and courageous, kind of that exhortation. And I would share this with our listener today. Be strong, be courageous, not because of your own strength or abilities or your skill sets, but because of the God that we serve. That's why we can be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. You know, we need to be reminded of that maybe daily or often. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. And that's because as they were traveling into the promised land, there were other warring nations and there was reason for them to be a little afraid or scared, but only in themselves. They have this great God that's going before them and that's going to deal with those things. So, you know, do not be afraid. Do not be terrified because of them. And this is the reason for all of us to be encouraged and blessed. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. For those of us that are followers of Jesus and have asked Jesus into our hearts, we have that special relationship where God goes with us. He orders our steps. He has plans and purposes for our lives. He has meaningful things for us to do and accomplish and to get to know him in a personal way. And because of that relationship, he will never leave us or forsake us, nor will the Lord Jesus Christ, nor will we lose the Holy Spirit that when we ask Jesus into our heart, we get sealed. And it's a great verse and a great reminder to all of us that God never will leave us nor forsake us. And it's a new year to be mindful and cognizant of the fact that we serve this great God who gave his very best, the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we could just continue to ponder that all year long. For God so loved the world, so loved the individual, so loved you, listener, so loved you, Jason, and so loved me, that he gave up, he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, the work that Jesus did on our behalf, seeing him as Savior and as Lord, whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's one of the reasons God will never leave or forsake us, because once we've asked Jesus into our heart, well, I guess first off, we have to recognize we're sinners, we're flawed, and we need a Savior. And I would think most people, even those that are maybe unfamiliar with the Christian message, the good news message of Jesus, unfamiliar with the sovereign God that created the universe, I would have to think in their hearts of hearts, they still come to points where they know they don't measure up, that they're flawed, that they need something beyond themselves. I've met very, very few people that would say, oh, no, I absolutely am perfect and wonderful, and there's meaning and purpose in this life without God. I mean, there are some, but I think a minority. But most of us know we're flawed, we failed, something isn't right. Well, that's one of the reasons God sent Jesus, to make things right, to right the wrong, that redemptive story, so that we can be restored into a relationship with him. So I'm kind of getting myself excited as I think about, thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, God, for extending love to us when we're unworthy. We can't earn it. Thank you for being that awesome, great God that you are. And then thank you for your plan through Jesus, who came as man, that Christmas message, Emmanuel, God with us. He came as a child, but he walked and lived and healed and taught, and he showed us what God was like, because he is God and yet man. And then that unique role that the Holy Spirit plays that helps us and brings conviction and hope and helps us be more and more mindful of Jesus in our lives. And That's that great walk that we get to be on as we are followers of Jesus, ambassadors of God, and asking the Holy Spirit to order our steps. So what a great time to be mindful of God's love for us and this passage out of Deuteronomy. And I think you always like to mention Deuteronomy because of those passages about fathers, the doorpost, and when we walk and when we talk and sharing God's word. And so isn't this a great verse just to think about into this new year? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
It really is a great verse. And one of the reasons why I love this verse, and I love that you brought it up here in the new year, is because we need to be reminded of this when it comes to doing new things. Now, we're doing new things that we get to pick, you know, like when you and I get to pick doing a new thing, we usually pick it within the constraints of, you know, what we feel we can do, what we feel we're comfortable with, how we feel like we can be stretched in that moment. I mean, we rarely pick new things to do that are so out of character or out of our comfort zone that we'll need an extra dose of being strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
But what about when we're doing the new thing that God wants to do? Because I don't know about you, Mark, but when God sends a new thing into my life, it generally stretches me to a point where I don't want to be stretched. It generally takes me to a place that I don't want to necessarily be taken. It takes me to a place that I probably need to be taken, but not a place that I necessarily want to be taken. And that's what's happening here with the people of Israel. I mean, this is something that they've wanted. They've wanted to go to the Promised Land, but the Promised Land is a scary thing. The Promised Land and the journey to the Promised Land has not been easy. And so as they're standing on the cusp of the new thing that God is doing in their life, this new that God is doing, they need to be reminded to be strong and to be courageous. And this isn't a strength that comes from them. This is a strength that comes from the Lord. And this isn't a courage that comes from them, but a courage that comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is something that I've been actually thinking a whole lot about the latter half of 2021, which feels so funny to say that because now we're in 2022. The latter half of 2021, I read a book. It was actually a commentary on the Bible, on the book of Acts. And it's written by a theologian named Willie James Jennings. And he's the professor of divinity at Yale University. And he says that oftentimes we've read the book of Acts and we've read it incomplete, not wrongly, but incomplete. We've read the book of Acts as the birth of the church, which it is. And we've read the book of Acts as the work of the Holy Spirit, which it is. But one of the ways that we've missed reading the book of Acts is reading it as the new thing that God is doing and the difficulty that the people of God have as God is doing that thing. You know, I mean, it even happens in the first chapter of Acts, right? Jesus spends 40 days with the disciples and he teaches them about the fullness of the kingdom of God. And what's the first thing the disciples ask him? Well, when are you going to make Israel like Israel was? When are you going to make Israel great again? That's the first thing that they ask him. They don't ask him, when is the fullness of the kingdom of God going to happen? They say, when is this thing going to get back to where we're comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, no. It's not going to. In fact, you're going to go back to Jerusalem, and you're going to wait for the power to be able to actually move to the new thing that God is doing, and that power is the Holy Spirit. And what's the first thing that happens after the Holy Spirit falls upon the disciples? Israel becomes great again? No. All the nations that are around Israel that are not Israel come to Israel and begin to gather outside the house, and the disciples hear them speaking in their own languages. The beginning of this movement of this new thing that God is doing. In fact, the hesitancy that Israel has and the people of God have with God doing a new thing is best shown in Acts chapter 10, which is a classic passage where the sheep falls out of the sky filled with all kinds of things, all kinds of foods that the people of God were not supposed to eat. Now, one of the mistakes we make is we read that passage and we think of that food as food, but that food is not food. That food is people. In fact, later on, we'll see in that passage, Peter even say, I'm not supposed to go to those kinds of people because the food is people. In fact, in his commentary in Acts, Jennings makes this argument that the Old Testament dietary laws are actually centered around pagan people that the people of God are not supposed to have anything to do with. So they're not supposed to eat the food because food is deeply connected to the experience that we have with people. You know, we don't call spaghetti spaghetti, do we? Generally, no. We call it Italian food. You know, we don't call tacos tacos generally. We say we're going to go get some Mexican food. Why? Because the food is deeply connected to the experience of the people. In fact, historically, when people have gone abroad, missionaries especially, to a different people group, one of the ways that they have become a part of that people group is to eat their food. Mm-hmm. You know, remember the Native Americans said that they were the people of the buffalo. And when missionaries to Native Americans would eat buffalo with them, they would become part of the tribe. And so food is deeply connected. So Peter sees this sheet dropping out of the sky, and it's filled with all kinds of food, but the food is connected to the people. And what does God say? Eat, eat. And Peter says, no, I can't. Because you told me I can't, God. See, sometimes we give Peter a bad rap. We want to say, well, here's Peter being Peter again. No, no, no. This is Peter at the edge of what he can understand. This is Peter in a place where he's trying to remain faithful, and he doesn't understand. He's out of his comfort zone, this new thing that God is doing. And God is saying, eat, it's okay. And Peter's going, I can't. You know I can't. I can't. I just can't. In fact, what's funny is that God says to Peter, you're going to go now to the Gentiles. And Peter's like, wait, what? And Peter's so hesitant to go that God sends the Gentiles to him. And those Gentiles bring him back to the house of Cornelius. And when Peter gets to the house of Cornelius, what does he say to Cornelius? He says, I don't even know why I'm here. He knows why he's there. God told him why he was going there. But Peter is so on the edge of what he doesn't understand that he can't even comprehend why he's in the house of a Gentile.
Mm-hmm.
He can't comprehend this new thing that God is doing, and he's struggling with it. And one of the things that, after reading this commentary on Acts, that I see as I read through the whole Bible now, is constantly the people of God struggling like I struggle and like you struggle, mm-hmm. with the new things that God is doing. Which makes this reminder that God gives to Moses in Deuteronomy 31 even more powerful, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
Because God's saying to Moses, be strong and courageous. He's saying to the people of Israel, be strong and courageous. Why? Because you're doing something, you're going in, you're doing something new, and it's hard. It's difficult. And you're going to need strength that is not your own strength. You're going to need courage that is not your own courage. You're going to need me.
Hmm.
What's interesting is that this passage is emphatic. You know, this passage you read, this idea of being strong and courageous, not being afraid, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you, and he will not fail, and he will not abandon you. This is actually repeated in chapter 31 in verse 6. It says that. But then it says in verse 7, then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, he said to him, be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land the Lord swore to their ancestors that he would give to you. And so Moses proclaims this to all the people of Israel. Look at God's doing something new. We need to be strong and courageous. He will not fail us. And then he calls Joshua to himself, and he says the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what's fascinating to me is just a few scant pages to the right in my Bible, in the first chapter of Joshua, God says the same thing to Joshua. So this message wasn't simply Moses' message. This message was from God himself, saying to the people of Israel, saying to Moses, saying to Joshua, the new thing I'm doing is difficult. You need to be strong and courageous in me, not in yourself, because that will fail you. In fact, he says to Joshua, he says, I promise you what I promised Moses, which says to me that God probably came alongside Moses many times and told Moses, be strong and courageous. The Bible doesn't tell us that, but I think it gives us maybe a little hint that many, many times in Moses' journey with God, God came alongside Moses and said, I know this new thing that I'm doing is hard. I know leading you out of Egypt is hard. I know that trusting in me for manna and provision is hard. I know following me through the wilderness is hard, but be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. I will not fail you.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I believe that God probably said to Moses many, many times. And so God says in Joshua 1, I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on the land I have given you. What God is saying is, listen, when you keep in step with me, everywhere you put your feet will be in step with me. Which means that as we're moving into this new thing that God is doing, as we're moving into this new year, it is so important that we put our feet where God would have us put them, meaning that we more intentionally point ourselves to him. It is the only way where we will maintain being strong and courageous, because in every place where we don't do that, we will seek to get our strength from ourselves and we will seek to give our courage from ourselves. And both of those things will fail us in dramatic and spectacular ways. because only the Lord will not fail you. That's what the Bible says. Only the Lord will not fail you. Now, context is king. I always say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we read chapter 31 of Deuteronomy and we go, wow, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you, and he will neither fail you nor abandon you. That verse is actually made even more important by reading what comes before it in chapter 30. This is the command I'm giving you today. It is not too difficult for you. The Lord is saying here, I'm going to give you a command that you can do. It's not too difficult. Now, why does he say that? He says that because I think that for the people of Israel, as they hear this, it's going to seem difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying it's not too difficult. You know, sometimes the easiest things in my life are actually the things that I make the most difficult. Either I overthink them, whatever. It's not too difficult for you. In fact, he goes on to say, and it is not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey it. It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey. No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. God says to the people of Israel, this is not so difficult that you can't do it. It's not beyond your reach. It's not as high as heaven. It's not under the sea. It's not hidden from you. You can actually do it. You can hear it, and you can obey it. He says, now listen, today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to what? Love the Lord your God and keep his command.
Hmm.
See, that's the difference between being strong and courageous in your own strength and your own courage, which will fail you, and being strong and courageous in the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Lord says, it's not beyond your reach. It's actually not too difficult for you to do. This new thing that you're entering into, this new thing that God is doing that is testing you, maybe testing your comfort level. I think that everybody right now, by the way, is tested in their comfort level.
Yeah.
I think after the last 22 months, and after everything that's going on and continues to go on, we're all tested in our comfort level. Because let's just be honest, 2022 is probably not going to be that dissimilar from 2021.
Hmm.
I'm hoping it's better. I'm hoping it's different. But I don't think that necessarily it will be. And that's not because I'm like, you know, a fatalist. It's because I just think it's probably, the Bible tells me that things aren't always going to get better, that they're probably actually going to get worse.
Yeah.
But. The Lord has given us a command that is old as Moses, that's not too difficult for us to obey, that's not too far beyond our reach. It's not as high as heaven or as low as the sea, but it's something that we can actually do, and that is to love the Lord our God with all our heart and obey his commands. So important is this, that this is exactly what Jesus said, didn't he?
Hmm.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and with these commands, do these things. That's what he told us to do. That's the greatest commandment, which is tied then to the greatest commission. Go, therefore, into all the world and proclaim this good news. What good news? That we're making it more difficult than we need to. That we're placing it outside of our reach when we don't have to. That it is right here and that it is at hand. And that we can be strong and courageous in the midst of all of this because the Lord is with us. And that his command is that we would love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul. It says here to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways, living the way of Jesus, living the way that God sent Jesus to teach us to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, if you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. So in the midst of what feels like subtraction, the Lord says, no, there will be multiplication.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be confounding to those around you. And then he gives a warning. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, by the way, I think one of the most heinous and wicked of the other gods that we worship is ourselves, then I warn you that you will certainly be destroyed and you will not live a long and good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today you were given a choice between life and death, between blessing and curses. Now call on heaven and earth as witness to the choice that you make. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your descendants might live. The cry of the Lord, the hope of the Lord, is that you would choose life. life in him. That's what Jesus came to proclaim, that you have a choice between life and death, and oh, that you would choose life. That's the cry of Jesus from the cross. It is finished. Choose life. And then walk in his ways. Yeah. Be strong and courageous in the Lord. Because listen, he will neither fail nor abandon you. And so as we move into this new thing that God is doing, this new year, and as the people of God, we trust that he is always doing a new thing. The Bible says in Isaiah, it pops up, you don't perceive it, it's hard to understand, but I am doing a new thing. And that new thing that God is doing begins in our own hearts as we trust in him to give us the strength and courage to walk through it.
You know, as I'm looking at Deuteronomy 31:6, I thought of a couple things, and I found it is Ephesians 6:10. But as I flip a couple pages, those of you familiar with the Old Testament, Deuteronomy is followed by Joshua. And if you look, and I just underlined it as you were talking, Joshua 1:5, it ends with, "So I will be with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Joshua 1:6, "Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people." Then Joshua 1:7, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you." And then you jump down to verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So those of you that love this Deuteronomy 31:6, jump right over to Joshua and read the first 9 or so verses and you'll be blessed. And then I'll just close out with another one. Then I was thinking, there's that verse in the New Testament, somewhat similar, Ephesians 6:10. And I know you've preached on this before, Jason. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." And then it talks about putting on the full armor of God, which maybe we'll address that next week or something. That's a great one to enter into the new year, being cognizant or mindful of the fact that there is armor that you can put on each and every day as you pray for God to order your steps, to ward off Satan and his schemes and the struggles that we go through. We need to be fitted each and every day. Oh, well, Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. Thank you, Pastor Jason. As our listeners are probably familiar with the fact, you had no idea I was going to launch into Deuteronomy 31:6. So thank you for studying God's Word and always intuitively being somewhat prepared and ready to talk about God and his goodness and his plan for all of our lives. So here we are into our first weekend in the new year. May you all be blessed and attentive to God's leading and his plan for you. Be in his word today and get into your church on Sunday and worship him and celebrate with others the great God that we have. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.